Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and has for you to build a big business. So listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are here in a brand new series, and I'm very excited because we are getting ready to ramp up. If you haven't already, game should be on for you. But we are getting God's attention with our consistency. And so I need you to know that when you begin to own consistency, not where it's something that you say, oh, I'm going to do, but it is who you become, consistent. We can get God's attention in our business, and that's now we're acting more like Christ. Our scripture today is going to be coming out of the book of Hebrews 10 and 23, and one of the things we're going to be opening up with is being consistent with your attitude towards success, being consistent with your attitude towards success. And, you know, I can tell you, you're going to need help with that. You know me, I'm always going to tell you, you're going to need God's help with everything you do. And when you begin to even be consistent with understanding that, then life begins to change for you. Will it be perfect? Never. Stop expecting it to be perfect. But you do not need perfection to have success in life. But if you want to be successful, consistency is your key. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today. Because this is a day you've made, and no one else can say that. So we're glad and we're here. Another opportunity here in the land of the living just to say hallelujah. Lord, we're coming to you on this day, making our petitions made known, and we're looking for the keys to consistency. We're grateful, Father God, that you have given us our comforter, our teacher, our guide, your Holy Spirit, and we thank you, O Father God, that we will let him have his way here at Power Start Your Day. You are welcome here, Holy Spirit, to take over. As your servant decrease, may you increase like never before. Dear Lord, we're thanking you for your fresh wind. We honor you, O dear Lord, that the anointing of your Holy Spirit, let it come down on every one of your children who are open. As we are at full attention on this day, that we may be able to, you know, have the mind of Christ in consistency, an attitude toward you and toward success in life. We want consistency. We're asking you, oh Father God, that you will give us, oh dear Lord, the eyes that we can see. And we know we must see it in the spirit. Even if we were to worship you, it must be in the spirit and in truth. We want truth. We want truth. We know that many a times truth may not feel good, but it's good for us. And as we're walking in that truth, we know that that will be the ultimate success, but we want to do it consistently. That we'll begin to even acknowledge it, even in the down times, with consistency, is still taking us toward ultimate success. We honor you, we bless you, and we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, good morning, good morning, good morning to you, and hopefully you're locked and you're loaded and you're ready to move to the next level by owning consistency as your key to success. And so we're coming out of the book of Hebrews, and that is chapter 10, verse 23. And I need you guys to know that that is considered the faith book inside our Bible. And so when you start talking about faith, and that's what activates the hand of God, that it's impossible to please Him without faith, and without works is dead. You guys are understanding that consistency has to be inside of you. You have to understand that consistency is a must. And I can tell you this, that a lack of consistency is, unlocking the mystery as to why most people are not seeing what they would like to see. People are only consistent if they're seeing exactly what they want to see in their timing, forgetting that God is in charge of everything, whether you like it or not. And so we're going to be coming out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 23. And we're looking for consistency in our attitude. So let's go together. If you're ready, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. Are you hopeful, or do you have an attitude of hope only when things are looking good? If consistency is going to be your key, when you begin to say it's not only the key, because when you can say consistency is the key, then you may be taking yourself out of the equation. Maybe consistency is for people who want to be successful. But if you're deciding that you are one of those people, then you have to begin to say consistency is my key to success. And the first thing you want to begin with being, consistent with is your attitude or your hope toward success. Some people are wavering with their hope. And the word of the Lord is telling us to hold fast to our confession. At one point in time, you said you want to be successful, and not only in business. Most people who are only a public success and a private mess, you can easily see there's inconsistency, maybe even inconsistency of their personality, their attitude, their values. But we're looking for consistency. So we don't have to consistently wear masks. We want to be inconsistent with the mask and just be real. We want to be hopeful no matter what we're seeing, so that we can be just like Christ, the same yesterday as well as today and forevermore. Imagine that Jesus Christ has showed us exactly what it takes, because once he was given an assignment, he said, you know what? He completed it until it was finished. It was hard. I know life is hard for us, and it's difficult, especially in this world, to be able to hold fast to hope. But this is where you have to say, you know what, let me put the safeguard so I can have a consistent attitude towards my success. And the first thing you have to do is you need to seek God consistently. In this inconsistent world that we live in, we can count on God to be consistent. He consistently knows everything. He's consistent with his power. And he don't flip-flop. Imagine if we were stopped being bipolar about success. It's consistent where we're only doing it based off of what we can see or what someone's doing for us. I can tell you right now, once you make a clear decision that you want to walk in your assignment, when you start talking about your assignment, yes, it will have a lot to do with your daily work, your assignment. Even here on today, I have an appointment, so we won't take any callers in on today. But when you start talking about the consistency, because I know I still had to do this, I'm home, I wake up in consistency, still serving my family, still seeking God, still coming to serve you. I can tell you right now, if you begin to own consistency as a key, you will now begin to attract other consistent people into your life. And that will now become your standard. And so as we are going to be moving through this powerful series, which I already know is going to transform many of those who are open, and they begin to now identify, wow, the problem I thought I had or the challenge I thought I had, that it could be solved with consistency. I'm sure you're going to find that. And I know that there are some areas of everyone's life that they may be consistent in one area, got to work on another area. And that's why we're growing together. The beautiful thing I love about this, even in serving you, I might serve you consistently, but I can tell you God is consistently working on me as I am serving him through you. So I'm excited about what we're going to be learning on today. I want you to go to the word. I want you to go back into that book of Hebrews. It's a great place to go. It's a great place to go when you're looking to increase your faith and understand faith. And if you begin to understand, like, hey, without that, I can't please God. Let me step up my game. And so when we start talking about our attitude that we know increases our altitude, if we can be consistent with the attitude, we will be consistent with growing in our businesses. I'm looking forward to this series here. I want you to do some homework on today. I want you to take, starting on today, 72 hours a journal of your attitude, your highs and your lows. There's some people that go from one side of the spectrum to the other. It doesn't even take much. One minute they're happy, the next minute they're sad. One minute they're ready to go, the next minute I can't move. And I need you to pay attention to your attitude barometer. I need you to do that in the next 72 hours. Don't try to change it. Just flow with it. So you can now get more specific with your prayer. If consistency has to be your key, and one of those things is your attitude, you've got to know what makes you tick and what ticks you off. You've got to get real clear on what makes you tick and what ticks you off. And then you're going to find yourself increasing your standards to where you stop putting yourself in positions of things that will now have your attitude swaying, because your attitude is too important to you becoming the ultimate leader and moving into higher levels of success. And so with that being said, I love you guys. I'll see you on tomorrow. I am very, very, very excited about this one here on consistency. Let's see what God is going to be sharing with us, because guess what? Without the right attitude, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to do what you got to do every day. It's going to be very, very difficult for you to stay involved no matter what. And then now it'll be more difficult for you to be successful. And you got to just start with this end in mind, family. Start with the end in mind. I love you. Talk to you soon.